Oh, happy Turkey Day, belated Turkey Day. I'm full of turkey. Well, we had some chicken. Plus, I had to work. So, what a great day. It's Saturday. Tomorrow, we're going to have some turkey. Have some Americano friends over. And have some turkey. That's how you got to do it in Europe. Weekend Thanksgiving. Well, with that, I haven't had time to do anything, let alone look at your scores. So let's do that right now. Open up the old app here, and let's see who's got that most points. Medal. Navigate over to last week. Let's see. Most points goes to... Carlin Redskins at 139.4. Congratulations, Roger. Second place most points. It's going to be... Let's see. Yep, Buccaneers. Congratulations, Becca. 128.58 points. Third place most points goes to... Razor Thin. Almost a tie. 128.14 points. The joke ended. The joke ended. Brooklyn Nine. Only saying that crazy voice because it's my name, but it's not my team. And fourth place most points goes to... Rex Quando. Hanging on there, isn't he? Dang, he is up there with the greats every week. And he's definitely in those playoffs. Whew, there we go. Top four teams. 3 weeks left. Week 12, week 13, week 14. 3 weeks left in the regular season, and we're going to see some pretty intense fighting in the next 3 weeks. We got about eight teams, realistically, that are fighting for four of the playoff spots. I'd say the top four playoff spots are pretty much decided. Buccaneers is now in first place. Wow. She hosted 35 people except for the Brooklyn Nine at her place. Not only did she host 35 people for 9 hours, but she failed to give me an invite despite my faraway proximity. So she also assumed that I wouldn't be able to make it. She assumed that I wouldn't have the resources to fly out and make it. So it's a double diss. That's a double diss. Thanks a lot, Becca. Second place. Look who's taken over the relationship. Tracy Rock Mountain. Tracy is taking over second place at an 8-3 up there with Becca, right up there above the Colorado Fire Dogs. And I think she said her only strategy is that she beats Joey, and she's doing that. Not only is she beating Joey in the standings, she is now, well, she's got a little bit of a low probability now to beat Joe this week in a head-to-head face-off, but she's still up there. We still got Sunday left, and she might beat Joe just yet. Third place, Joe, Colorado Fire Dogs, and fourth place, Rex Quando. So those four teams, you're pretty much in the playoffs. You got 2-8-3 teams. Those are def play. You don't need to play anymore, but you probably will. You got 7-4. 7-4 is probably a playoffs team if you got high scores, high total season points. But, you know, they're going to win another game or two. And then you got the next eight teams. The next eight teams are just, they're in there. You know, there's only four playoff spots. Glinda's Gladiators. Legion of Doom is way up there now at the 6-5. He's in sixth place. Redskins, most points this week. Redskins also is 6-5. And the joke ended, Brooklyn Nine at a 6-5. The actual Brooklyn Nine is the only top team at a 5-6. I'm on the fence. Ass Cracks is on the fence. You got Spicy Space is on the fence. And Marksman is on the fence, as per usual. The last four teams, Flooby Doo, Peaceful Peeps, Puppy Collect, and Mad Bras, yeah, pretty much got low chance of going in the A team. But there's the B team mug. I'm almost hoping that I don't get the old, you know, the old boot into the playoffs this year, because I want a mug. Every single morning I get up and I choose from the crappiest mugs that I can possibly think of. My cupboard is littered with, loyalty point mugs with Mickey Mouse faces on them from the grocery store. One-off expensive mugs that I got that say funny things on them about, you know, cloud engineering that I thought was funny. Adam Carolla show, you know. Oversized giant Starbucks mug. Camping mug that's a little bit too thick and curves outward and burns my lip every time. Espresso cups, randomly, that say Starbucks on them. I don't have any specific good mugs, and I'm getting tired of it. I wouldn't mind a BK9 B-Team Champ 2022 VFB6 mug sitting in my cupboard. So all you guys that think you got an easy shot slipping into the B-Team bracket, you got another thing coming. All right? Well, I'm just past midnight. I'm walking the dog because I fell asleep on the couch watching the World Cup. Despite the NFL season, I was watching the World Cup. Yeah. And the USA is doing pretty good. USA just played England. They got 0-0, and that was the game score. So, I spent about 2 hours avoiding dishes, building up relationship dynamics, and being crawled all over by sleepy kids to watch a 0-0 result. I guess I'm going to go back to the NFL on Sunday. You know what? The games were okay this week. Nothing real huge, so I'm going to skip it. Have a good week 12.